actually covers a lot of different the APIs we have, which is computer vision and language understanding. So what I'll show you is a couple of ones around computer vision. So we have this one called the real-time crowd insights. Now what this is able to do by using the face API is detect detect age, emotion, and gender. This is based on the machine learning model that we set up. We're ingesting thousands and thousands of images for it to be able to try and recognize what it understands about images. Unfortunately, it's a... As you can see, it's...
Oh, that's awesome. I don't know what... I'm not going to ask you.
I move out.
So what you can also do with this is, because the machine learning model that's built, the training model we've built is very powerful, it actually only takes two of your own specific images to upload, to then tag for it to recognize who that is. So earlier on today, I actually set up and uploaded two of my own images. And as you can see, it's, it can tell that it's me.
So specifically, if you're using Face API, because this is Face API that is used in here, normally you would get a face ID that lives only for 24 hours. But if you train it with your own data, then you can get a persistent ID that could be used for some level of identification, right? Yeah, it's just a standard webcam. Nothing really special. And it's actually quite standard. I don't want to use other words, but it's not the best. Yeah, it does not need a specifically high resolution photo. The demo that we have here actually sends frames from the webcam to the API. This is the REST API call to our services every half a second or something like that. But obviously you can use it with your photos, right? Or anything. So yeah, it's quite powerful and doesn't require any special setup. But as Adam said, this is really important because it does not need a lot of images to train the model in order to recognize faces. If you think about the situation of coworkers or customers or anything that would provide some additional value where you have identification, face identification, then that's a perfect example to of a use case.
What kind of features is the model
maybe we can show the facial yeah. Explorer and show the same. Yeah, so you can see that it actually has all the points on the face. Maybe do another one and I will
Bring
closer so it was bigger. So you can see all the facial points. And actually, if you look at the API call that is coming back, it's a JSON file that is coming back. It has all the definitions, all the points. It has a couple of additional values, like, for instance, the position of your face, whether you are tilting your face or not, if you have a mustache, the color of your skin, a couple of other details. So it's quite powerful in terms of the use. This is just a demo, right? But the API itself is quite powerful. Yeah, so in terms of the age, that's also where the Microsoft's artificial intelligence services come into play, because we have access to data that is coming from our search engine, from Bing, that is quite useful to train the model, right? We have entity data on celebrities, politicians, you know, everyone who is everywhere on Wikipedia and so on. So we have images and age, right? So it's easy to build, I mean, it's not easy, but it was easier for us than anyone else to build a training set for the model, for the machine learning model. Because that requires a lot of data and a good training data with tags. Okay.
Cool. So to go on as well, we've also trained the model to recognize celebrity faces. And through this, we can actually analyze videos and return information about these celebrities. So I'll show a video that we had earlier on. And as you can see here, it's detecting, it's actually analyzing the video, being able to call out that's John Burko, the public speaker, and be able to return that information in the timeline. So this is would have been based on the tilting of her head or something. It will change as it starts analyzing more images of Theresa May to at least give an accurate result. Yeah. Okay, so we also have the CaptionBot AI, which is able to detect using both computer vision and natural language to be able to analyze images and then return a caption of what it believes it's seen. So for this, as it's looking at you guys, it says it's a group of people sitting at a table with a laptop, which is fairly close, seeing as there's a few laptops around and there's a few people. But if we actually try and do it on something like this Coke can, oh yes, it knows it's it thinks it's a glass of beer, but
we can try it on the floor or something. Because this is also like the background is important, right? Mm-hmm. Because then take it here for instance. And we actually were testing that with the, this is a computer vision API, so you're getting back a tagged image, so this will return back, it's a room, it's people, it's seating arrangement, but also returns this kind of a caption descriptive response, right, so that you can use. This CaptionBot AI, as Adam said, is actually also a website that we've built just to play with the responses, so we can use it and just upload your photo. This intelligent kiosk uses the webcam real time, obviously, but you can also send your photo using the within the website describing cognitive services. There is also like an interface, like a web interface, where you can just send a photo, and you will get back the description. So it's easy to kind of like test out. Like usually when we do the demo in those arrangements, it's okay-ish, right? But then the real value is when you're sending photos of objects, right? So a car, a scene somewhere, a mountain or some buildings, for instance, and that is where you see that power, including the celebrities, right? So if we send a photo of Theresa May, for instance, it would tell that this is Theresa May sitting at the table with a computer, something like that, right? So it will use the knowledge about the entities as well to empower the experience.
Okay. So the next demo I'll go on to is just to kind of show what you can do once you've trained the model. So with the greeting kiosk, because I've uploaded my images earlier on and tagged them as myself, if I then stand in front of the camera, it can actually show me as welcome back. This is kind of what's being used for Windows Hello.
Yeah, I mean, the same concept is Windows Hello, but Windows Hello uses 3D camera, so it's a little bit different. And actually, Windows Hello technology is able to do full user authentication. Right? This is user identification, which we wouldn't recommend to use that purely for user authentication, because if I print out a photo of myself and put it here, it would work this way, in the same way, right? So it's too easy to trick, right? So that's why the 3D camera is required for the Windows Hello, but the concept is the same. Yeah, this is just because of the demo, how the setup is done in this particular demo.
Cool. So the next demo I'll go into is just around sort of the Bing News API and the text analytics. So we have this Bing News Analytics, which is able to analyze news stories and return a sentiment value based on positive or negative feedback. So if I go for something that's quite popular right now, the football team. Then what it will do is it will analyze the news story and or from a bunch of different sources, and then give a sentimental value based on one being positive down to zero. And as you can see here, it's all shown as in this sort of UI.
So this is also a nice demonstration that points you towards a couple of services that we have. First, Bing News API, giving you news stories about a given topic, and that is one response coming in a JSON file. That JSON file includes links to those little thumbnail images and a snippet of text, and then that demo actually sends that snippet of text to Sentiment Analysis API, and that does the color coding, right? But you can think about scenarios where you're just using Bing News API to retrieve news stories about a given company or a politician. And this is real time. It's using the index of Bing and using the crawler that actually goes and fetches the data from news outlets constantly. Right? In some cases, every second or so. I mean, we do index. So this particular API, Bing News API, does not take data from social media. It takes news sources. So we have actually a reliable list of news outlets that are publishing data. But if you take the same, if you take the Twitter feed, for instance, it's very easy because it's open as well. So you can take the tweets about a given topic with a given hashtag, and then you can use the same sentiment analysis on top of those tweets. And that's actually quite one of the popular examples of use of that sentiment API to analyze Twitter feeds or Facebook. So in this way, what you would need to do is obviously you would build a language, natural language model using Lewis, and I think you have covered that already during the Hackfest here, and you guys well. So that part is kind of easy to do, and then you will get the topic, right? So the topic from Lewis return would be your query to the Bing Image Search API. So then Bing Image Search API is indexing images on the internet and is able to retrieve those and give them back to you in a JSON file. And so that's really relatively easy to build a chatbot or scenario that would say, hey, I would like to have happy faces of people. And we just go and fetch that. That's easy. I mean, the APIs, the building blocks are there. No problem with that. We can do more with the image search API. For instance, you can upload an image and you can search for similar images. You can retrieve some data about those images. So using the computer vision API, we would get tags around that particular image and then do something else with it, right? So like combine those APIs together in order to build a solution that truly uses artificial intelligence services. Just searching for an image, we actually do provide services that are allowing you to search for an image, video, news, and websites in the same way as a web service, as a search engine, right? So if you're talking about documents, so there are a couple of possibilities here. We are talking about either using one of the pre-built engines, for instance, images. For images, we have either computer vision that is kind of generic, if I may say so. So I'm not sure how far it would go being able to recognize if you send it a copy of a document, like a scanned copy of a document. What kind of document that is. That's another story. You can use other services from Microsoft, CNTK, and Azure ML to build your own models that would take data, that is structured on unstructured data, and build your model that is able to recognize, hey, this document, the content of that document is actually an invoice or something of that sort. That is doable, but that's not covered within cognitive services specifically. In your case, probably Azure machine learning would work, or Azure Search. There is also Azure Search service that is able to index data that you provide local, or you have local data that you would like to index. The cognitive services specifically are powerful because they use the content from the internet or signals from the internet. So like if we're talking about images, the data that exists on the web was used to train the models for face recognition or image recognition. And the same way, if you're talking about fresh news, like in this case, we are using the news from the web. And we obviously, while we are indexing the web, we are using various techniques to recognize either content, or the topics of the content, signals coming from the sources, or in case of images, for instance, that not only what is in the image, but also what is around the image on the website, how it is tagged, the names, and all that kind of stuff that is being used to empower our index. And then we're just exposing that to you guys. So it's easy to use without building anything on your end. Hope that helps, but We can talk about that later on. Okay. What else?
Okay. So, just because I'm running a bit short on time, and we're going to be showcasing the demo over lunch, I'll show you a couple of other bits of information that we'd like to share. So there is something out there called Video Breakdown. This is using some of the cognitive services, but also is done through Azure. ML, I believe.
So that this service, it's actually right now in preview. I think it's still in preview, right?
Yeah.
So it's a service that you can use to analyze video in a similar way as Adam was using. We have some of the videos here that are already done. It's processing those videos basically real time, so one to one, and then saves that in a portal and provides you with access to the data. It does pretty much similar analysis as the demo we showed earlier, so recognize people and recognize emotions, but also does the transcription using Bing Speech API, also from the cognitive services, so it would go and do the transcription. And this is all within the same like a time scale, so you can analyze your video. So that's quite interesting service. Also, as an example of a service that we built to demonstrate cognitive services, because the service cognitive services APIs as they are basically those building blocks that you can use to build your apps.
Okay. So the last thing I just want to share is just the actual cognitive services portal. So this is where all the, so we go to, this is microsoft.com/cognitive. This is where all the APIs and information around them are held. If you actually go on to the expand the APIs, you'll see the different buckets. We sort of mainly covered vision and a bit on search. But if you go on to the different APIs, you actually have something called the API Explorer, which allows you to sort of upload your own images. In this case, upload your own images and see what type of response you get. So for this one, it's showing the there's an image here. It shows the tags, given a says it's water, gives it a confidence level on what it believes is water. In fact, it's a man swimming, and you can do this with your own images just to sort of see what the response is. Each of the APIs have their own sort of built-in sort of demo, so you're able to just do this through the portal. I think
it's also important to point, like as we are here, there is this documentation section, obviously, but also here in the apps, if you click here, we have that cognitive kiosk that Adam was demoing, and a lot of other examples, basically, use cases and apps that have been built already using those cognitive services. So might be a good starting point to look around what's available. And obviously, in the documentation section, you have a lot of code samples. There are some projects on GitHub that are basically ready to use, including that kiosk. Mm-hmm. So it's super easy to start. You sign up with your MSA, Microsoft account, and you can get free quota for all of those APIs, so you can play with them without any additional subscription. And then obviously, if you start using that commercially, there are some pricing levels on top of that, as usual you would expect. There is also a lab section that is coming which will feature services that will be provided in the future. So we'll have more and more of those APIs coming. It's 26 or something like that right now, but there will be more. So this is an area of a great interest and investment from Microsoft.
So this kiosk will be available throughout
the support and upload. You can turn the kiosk on and just keep it running. Maybe there will be some fun demos, actually, if you like to come down and play with this during the break. But we can also answer any questions. All right, thanks.
Thank you.